Turning My Heart to the King, Devotional Day 5. Isaiah 1:18-19 reads, "Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat." On the Feast of Yom Kippur, one of the ceremonies consisted of choosing two rams, as similar as possible. One was chosen to be a sacrifice as an offering to the Lord, and the other was chosen to put on all the sin of the people of Israel. The high priest put his hands on the head of the ram and confessed all the sins committed. They would take the ram to a desert far away called Azazel, where he was released and the ram died. Around the neck of this ram, a scarlet red cord was placed, and from there, a piece was cut to take to Israel. It is said that this cord was tied to the door of the sanctuary. Miraculously, the cord turned white as snow, giving a sign that the ram had died and that God had forgiven the sins of Israel. We cannot really assure that this miracle of the cord occurred, but we can assure that when we repent, our sins are washed away. And if before they were red as scarlet, the Lord washes us and will make us white as wool. 2 Chronicles 7:14. "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and restore their land." It is a promise from God that if we repent, he will come to cleanse, restore and forgive. Let's reflect. What did the priest do when the priest put his hands on the head of the ram? Am I used to confessing my sins before God? What does 1 John 1:9 say? On a piece of paper, make a list of your sins. Ask God for forgiveness from your heart and then tear up that list as a symbol that God has truly forgiven you. First, to memorize. 2 Chronicles 7:14. "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land."